wanted to talk a little bit about how not every man is capable of doing a trade, you know. And, you know, it goes further than even a trade. You know, not every man is capable of holding down a job. Not every man is capable of achieving great things. Not every man is capable of inventing genius ideas that change the world. You know, some men are simple in the brain. You know, some men can't do anything. Those men exist. There are men who literally can't pick up a box that have a bad back. That, you know, they can't sit at the table at the desk and do an office job because they have a dislocated hip and sitting is bad. You know, or simply some men, you know, they just don't have the brain power. So, you know, there's a lot of men who get bashed for choosing a simple, slower life. Maybe they have a simple job. They work at a thrift store. They work at, you know, at a gas station. They work, you know, at a simple, easy job where they don't really have to do too much physical movement and thinking, right? Or, you know, there are even some men who, you know, they can't have a job at all. They're on disability. And people in society will tell you that those men are lazy, that those men choose to be disabled, that those people have a bad mindset. But there are men out there who can't, physically don't have the mental genetic power in the brain to be an engineer. You know, some men can't, you know, some men are never going to be intelligent enough to be a diesel mechanic working on the big rigs, taking apart transmissions with gears, different variables, you know. Not every man is capable of that. Not every man is capable of becoming a trucker, getting a CDL. You know, that one gets thrown around a lot. Get a CDL, man. Get a CDL. What if a person has bad eyesight? You know, that's a big, powerful machine, man. This guy who isn't capable of doing it, he just takes your advice to get a CDL, and he crushes a family of four because he doesn't know how to stop this big machine. He doesn't know how to operate this big machine. Not every man is capable of doing something as intense as driving a big rig. And it gets thrown around so easily. You know, men get shamed if they're not doing it. Men get shamed if they're not a plumber. You know how much brain power? Brain power it takes to be a plumber. You know how much, you know, you need a certain threshold of IQ. You need to meet a certain threshold of IQ to even be able to do these jobs proficiently. The same way a dog will never be able to do geometry. You know, the same way a dog will never be able to write sophisticated literature. You know, will never be able to make music. Is the same way some men will never be able to do blue-collar work, man. You know, some men, they're limited to unemployment. You know, why do you think these programs exist, man? Why do you think the U.S. government created disability? You think you're smarter than the U.S. government? The U.S. government sees that some men are not capable of holding down a job. Some men are not capable, don't have the ability to do something productive. And, you know, I'm not saying that that's everybody, but, you know, some people are just know their limitations. You know, I personally don't feel comfortable enough to drive a big rig, because I've seen videos where, you know, the brakes go out on the big rigs. You know, I've seen videos where, you know, these big rig drivers kill people and they go to prison, you know, like going to prison for doing your job, like that's sleep. You sound sleep. And, you know, it's just crazy to me how, you know, men just, you know, it's like there's a certain limitation. There's like a certain limit of loserdom by society standards that they, you know, men could do. It's like, people think every man's capable of doing a trade. You know, why do you think they pay so much? It's because it's skilled work. Not every man's capable. Some men, have you ever seen some dudes around you? Would you really want some of those dudes fixing your car? Would you really want some of those dudes working on the electrical aspect of your house? Not every man's capable of getting a trade. You know, some men can't even pump their own gas. So, you know, some men don't have the genetic mental brain capacity to do that. So to just say something like, oh, you know, you just gotta become a technician. You gotta go become a electrical technician. It's like, not every man's capable of doing that. That's intense stuff. You know, some men, it's okay for some men to just work at the thrift store, man. It's okay for some men to work at Ross. It's okay for some men to work at Sam's Club, being a cashier. Not every man has to be out here being a foreman, you know, what I'm saying? A lumberjack. Not every man could be a lumberjack. Not every man could work on the big boats in Alaska. Like, you need to be a certain type of man to do that. Not every man has that in his DNA, man. You know, not every man, you know, not every man could go out here and safely operate a big rig, man. My respect to the truckers. You know, we got to stop diminishing the trades like that. That's disrespectful to just, you know, just to just tell man to just pick up a trade like it's like some backup plan. It's not. And thanks to people diminishing the reputation of the trades, is it that men just get told to get a trade like it's, you know, it's the simplest thing to do. It's not, man. You know, it's expensive to get a trade. You know, most men who are good at their trades started young. You know, tradesmanship is kind of, you know, it's kind of like athletes. Like, you got to start young if you want to be good. You know, and like I said, not every man is capable of just being a blue-collar worker. You know, like, so it's 100% good for some men to just be security, do security. You know, security pays good, eh, man? $20, $30 an hour to watch a gate, check some IDs, do that. Not every man has to be working on the power towers, man. Man, you got to become a mechanical engineer. You know, it's like, dude, that's you know, that's too much. Yeah, you got to come work. You got to come work with me over here at the oil rig. It's like, dude, some guys might die if they go to those jobs. You know, some men, they're just not cut out for the oil rig, man. They might die. They might get hit by a big chain or something. You know, get sucked into the oil, drown in the oil. Like not every man's cut out for that, bro. Not every man's cut out for construction. You know, if you wanna work an easier job, like I said, or even like I said, there's some men can't even hold any job. They have some type of, you know, disability. They need, like, hey, let them collect disability. Why is that any of your business, bro? You know, it's like, it's insane how men are just. Men can't just have a simple job. Men can't just do, you know, a simple thing. You know, it's always, you know, you have to be working as a welder or something. Like, dude, that's dangerous. Some men, like I said, some men will never have the abilities to be a welder, dude. You know, like I said, there's some, you know, just like some men will never be able to be speakers. You know, some people will never be able to be artsy, know how to draw, make good art. The same way not everybody's going to be a basketball player is the same way not every man is cut out to work a trade, man. We're tossing this trade thing around way too easily nowadays. Oh, pick up a trade, pick up a big rig. It's like, dude, I'm going to crash into a family of six. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna end some lives. You know, my eyesight ain't the best. You know what I'm saying? Like not everybody's cut out to be a blue collar worker, man. You know, we need to be cool with men who just, like I said, men who just maybe do entrepreneurship, man. They do entrepreneurship, bro. They do their own thing. They sell stuff. You know, I would even recommend all you men try to get on YouTube. You know, if you're a man that isn't cut out for blue collar, like I'll be the first to say it, man. You know, I'm not cut out for blue collar work like that, bro. You know, I'm not cut out to be a freaking, you know, that's too technical for me. That's, you know, that's too high IQ. You know, that requires a different set of skills and a different skill tree that I don't possess. Right? So somebody like me, you know, I'm gonna have to do some alternative shit. Like I said, work at the gas station. You know, a man like me is gonna have to, you know, maybe, you know, drive for Uber. A man like me is gonna have to, you know, just work at the corner store or something. And it's okay. You know, you don't need to feel pressured into getting into a trade. It's not for everybody, bro. Same way the football team isn't for everybody, the same way the trades ain't for everybody. Same way everybody ain't meant to be, you know, doing, you know, being a professional swimmer like Michael Phelps, the same way everybody ain't meant to be in the trades. You gotta have some brains to be in the trades. You know, or you know, you're gonna be some electrician, like people see the salaries and they get amped up and they think it's easy. Like, oh man, 100K for an electrician, I got this. It's like, bro, be careful. You might fry yourself. You know, you might burn your hand off messing with that high voltage. You know, the trades are dangerous as well. A lot of people perish in the trades. You know, I've read something on the something about a construction site that for every $1 million that's spent on a construction site, one death is expected. So if you're working on a $300 million job site, they are expecting 300 men to die on that job site. Like, that could be you. You know, you got to be quick-witted to be in the trades. You got to be, you know, like, the trades ain't for everybody, man. You know, don't, like I said, don't feel forced. I know the trades get tossed around a lot nowadays. Everybody's throwing around a trade like it's the big, like Bitcoin. It's like, dude, you might perish. You might just not click with it. You might be at ITT Tech. You might be at, you know, the community college taking the course and you just don't click with it. You just can't even do it. Oh yeah, so you got to connect the negative terminal to the 55 milliwatt. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, damn, these guys are talking in tongues here. You know, some men are, you know, it's okay, man. Chase something else. You know, if you're a guy that's in the trades and you're successful, like, I tip my hat to you, dude. Like, you guys are tough sons of guns, man. Like, that's why, to me, it's disrespectful that people toss around a trade like it's some made it option, like in the pocket. It's not, bro. The trades, they're serious business. They're to be respected, right? And, you know, that's why, like I said, man, if you're a guy and you just want to do something simple, you know, maybe you want to chase YouTube. Like I said, man, chase YouTube, bro. You got your whole life. You got your whole life to make it on YouTube. You know, YouTube's one of those things you could do forever. You got 40 years to grow your channel, bro. You're 25, bro. You could grow your channel from here to 65, bro. You got 40 years to get on it. Because the trades ain't for everybody, man. Construction ain't for everybody, man. High-level jobs like a doctor, lawyer, that ain't for everybody, bro. So some men, they got no other option but to chase YouTube, bruh. No other option but to chase opening up their own store. You know, opening up your own corner store. Something simple. You stock your store, you sit at the counter, collect your money. Because not every man's meant to be out here in the oil rig. You ever seen those videos? The oil rig workers are all buff as hell. They look masculine. They look Chad-like. They're fucking doing calculated maneuvers, spinning shit, chains. You know what I'm saying? Big ass machinery spinning around. Like, bro, could you handle that? You may end up getting flung. You might end up losing a limb. You know, I know this one dude, he works construction, man. He's a tough son of a gun, immigrant mentality. Been through more shit, motivated. He passed out. They had to take him to the hospital, bro. They had him working triple shifts and shit. He passed out. He was dehydrated and shit. Like, that ain't for everybody, bro. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's cool, you know? It's cool to, like, not every man's cut out for a trade, bro. That's why, like, men who aren't cut out for a trade, you gotta be looking for some other alternatives, man. Like I said, bro, like, entertainment, being an entrepreneur, man, being your own boss, like, chase that, you know, that's another thing you have your whole life to chase, too. You know, like, certain things are limited. Like, you only got so many years before you can't really, you're not old, you're too old. You're, like, too old to absorb enough information to be a doctor. You know, like, there's some eras you're too, you know, some ages you're too old to, you know, really go off and become a good, you know, high-level plumber, high-level electrician. You're too old. It's like too much time has passed. But YouTube, being your own boss, finding alternative ways, like, that's something you got your whole life to chase. You know, there's no real limit to that. But, you know, don't, if you're a guy and, you know, you work a simple job, retail, you know, at the grocery store, like, hey, man, you can make good money at the grocery store, bro. You know, produce, hell yeah, dude, you know. A simple, easy job. Like, you don't gotta be out here at the fucking oil rig, dude. You don't gotta be out here on the freaking boat. Alaskan fisherman shit. Ice Road Truckers. This week on Ice Road Truckers. It's like, you don't gotta be on that, bro. You don't gotta be an electrician, bro. Like, that's dangerous, man. You know, you gotta, like I said, you gotta have a certain amount of brain power. You know, there's nothing wrong, like I said, having a nice, simple position. At a job somewhere, easy. But yeah, peace out.